The Supreme Court of Pakistan on Monday admitted for preliminary hearing the review petitions filed against its earlier verdict that had granted reserved seats to the Pakistan Tehrik-e-Insaf, PTI. The court issued notices to all concerned parties while the proceedings were marked by probing questions and sharp remarks from the bench. A 13-member bench, headed by Justice Aminuddin Khan, presided over the hearing. It included Justices Jamal Khan Mandakhel, Muhammad Ali Mazar, Aisha Malik, Hassan Azhar Rizvi, Naeem Akhtar Afghan, Musarat Halali, Hashim Kakar, Shahid Bilal, Salahuddin Panwar, Amr Farooq, and Bakar Najafi. Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz's, PMLN, Counsel Haris Azmat argued that reserve seats were allocated to a party that was not even a respondent in the original case. Justice Aisha countered that this issue had already been addressed in the court's earlier decision, questioning the grounds for the review. Justice Mandakhel noted that the bench had both the returning officer's orders and the Election Commission's decision before it during the original case. Responding to Azmat's argument that PTI failed to challenge these orders, he asked, "Should the nation bear the consequences of one party's legal mistake?" Justice Aisha stressed that the original judgment was based on a comprehensive hearing of all arguments. Justice Abbasi criticized the petitioners for repeating their original arguments without presenting valid grounds for review. "You are not identifying any errors in the verdict," he said. When questioned about the implementation of the Supreme Court's ruling, Azmat said he was unaware, prompting Justice Malik to question the enforceability of judicial decisions. The Election Commission's counsel, Sikandar Bashir Mahmand, admitted partial compliance with the verdict. Justice Mandakhel expressed concern over selective implementation, drawing a harsh analogy: if the Supreme Court imposes a death sentence, would partial implementation mean placing the noose but not completing the execution? Justice Abbasi further questioned whether the petitioners intended to educate the court, asking for arguments specifically under Article 188, which governs the scope of review. The court also scrutinized the Election Commission's status in the review, with Justice Malik questioning how an institution tasked with conducting elections could act like a party in the case. She remarked, "You didn't like the constitutional interpretation, so you've returned with a review?" Justice Kakar asked whether the commission had complied with the ruling in full, warning that partial implementation casts doubt on the authority of future court decisions. Mahmand defended the ECP's position, saying PTI was not a party in related cases before the Peshawar High Court. Justice Abbasi pointed out that a contempt petition against the commission was already pending and that their partial implementation could justify contempt proceedings.